The panoramic view. Belvere Castle explained through its spectacular views. And it seemed to us the most beautiful town we had ever seen, me and those who accompanied me. With these words, James I, in his Chronicles of the Conquest of Majorca, describes his first impressions when close to Belvere he set eyes on Medina Majorca. Almost certainly, the existence of a beautiful view was what gave the castle its name some decades later. This was a common enough designation for constructions located on high ground, with pleasant views that awoke feelings of admiration. This defining quality of the castle has been faithfully handed down to us by Gaspar Melchor de Jovellanos, the most distinguished of the castle's prisoners. From wherever it is viewed, the location of the town of Palma will appear beautiful and pleasant, but seen from here, it appears altogether magnificent. The construction of Belvere Castle, however, was not so much a response to a desire for a pleasant view, but rather as a consequence of planned organisation of the defensive actions of the Royal House of Majorca following years of bloody war with the rulers of Aragon. The fact is, from the top of the hill, it is plainly obvious why the monarch chose this site to build the castle. He had an unbeatable viewpoint from which to deal with any threat that could possibly arrive by sea. Belvere dominated the town of Palma, the neighbouring natural harbour of Porto Pi, and an extensive area of the southeastern portion of the island. The Catalan conquest of 1229 had already made it clear that the most unprotected part of the island was the city, which had a significant weak point to the west, which required resolution. With this in mind, the idea of the Belvere Castle project was to gain a new control point in a strategic location that complemented the other defensive castles on the island. All in all, this location fitted perfectly into the king's defence plans and offset the deficiencies existing at the time.